Ever done any fly fishing?
Never. This is my first time.
It's all wrist action.
Well, I can see that. I just can't manage to do it.
Don't let her intimidate you, Mr. Davis. She just learned how to do it last year.
Says you?
That's right. Says me. But she's right. It's all in the wrist. Just a flick. It doesn't take much.
I can see that. Do you come up here often, Ms. Lexus?
Call me Lexus. Everyone does, and I prefer it. And my majordomo, as he likes to call himself, is Renner.
Well, it's beautiful up here.
It is. And expensive.
Let's not bore him with the cost. Let's just enjoy the day.
I get the feeling that this is just to soften me up for some kind of proposition.
I like that. Soften up.
If you call a day of fishing, wine, caroling, and other activities...
Let's not bore him with the itinerary. I want to fish.
And hopefully by the end of the day, I'll have the hang of it.
If you're lucky. It took me 3 months.
I can see one just under that tree there.
You're going to have to recast.
I've got it under control. He's almost there.
Does that mean that he'll bite?
Here's hoping.
I'm telling you, Lexus.
You're always telling me something. Let me be. I can hook this one.
All right.
Does this mean that...
Shh.
Just a foot more.
I tried to tell you.
Yes, you did. Jerk.
Thank you.
Not you, the fish.
I hate to press, but why am I here, Lexus? My line is reporting the news online and...
And you're skilled at it, too. A number of awards.
He knows what awards he has, Renner. Give us a minute.
Sure.
You're impatient.
Sorry about that. I'm not used to having a day off to fish.
You're not just a reporter, though, are you? You're an investigative reporter.
Yes.
There's a big difference.
Usually.
I need someone to do some digging for me.
I see.
And not for reporting. Well, not online, anyway.
What would you like me to find for you?
Not a what? Who?
Okay. Then who?
Me.
I'm gonna need a flight to Barcelona.
You've got to be kidding me. How quick are you talking here?
Well, tomorrow.
You're out of your mind. Why did she tell you to light such a fire under you? I haven't seen you move this quick on a story since the intern scandal out of the governor's office.
Well, this could be big.
Aren't they all? Come on.
Oh, you didn't meet her.
Maybe I should have to be the voice of reason in the room. I know you, Davis. You go all crazy chasing a story that ends up not being there. And you cost us a lot. I've covered you so many times because when you do actually get a good story, you blow it wide open.
Hey, I haven't let you down, Higgins.
Need I remind you about the dog that you thought...
Nope.
Or the rancher who said he had a herd of cattle that...
No, this is completely different.
Deborah Lexus, international player of finance, inventor, self-proclaimed poet, and a bit of a rogue.
A poet?
You didn't know? You should read some of her stuff.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Oh, I forgot. She's also a distant cousin to an oligarch in an Eastern European country.
And she can't remember anything prior to 15 years ago.
Say what?
You heard me.
Amnesia.
Well, something like that. Yeah.
She only appeared on the international scene about a decade ago.
Now you know what I need to find out.
It sounds wacky to me.
She's serious. And when we got back from her lodge from fly fishing, she laid it all out for me.
I'm about to make the biggest investment of my life, Davis.
Several millions of dollars.
Renner, get the file from the study.
Sure. I'll be right back.
I could hire a private agency to do this, but I prefer to do it this way.
It sounds so bizarre.
I know. I understand how you must feel about this, but it's true. I don't have any memory prior to 15 years ago.
Well, what's the oldest memory you have?
Me getting off a plane in Barcelona. I don't even know where I came from. You should start there.
Why?
Because I met some people there. An investment group known as Peligroso Internacional. I had a suitcase full of cash with me.
A currency?
British pounds.
And you you didn't try to backtrack.
Not on your life.
And this current investment is prompting this?
It is. It involves a handful of European investors and a couple of countries that want to remain anonymous.
And if you have a checkered past...
Now you're catching on. Do what you can to find me, Davis. Anything and everything. Renner will give what we have, plus cash to cover your expenses.
How much?
20,000 American. My sentiments exactly.
I'll get a ticket for Barcelona.
Well, make it two. You're coming with me.
Me? I'm just an editor.
Well, I need a photog.
I haven't done that in years.
Well, you're the only one I can trust on this thing.
You're chilled to the bone. Here.
Thanks.
Chin chin.
Yeah.
A good choice in that Davis, I think.
It took us long enough to find someone like him.
He's hungry.
That's what I need. Using private inquiry agents would be a waste of time.
And the expenses would run too high, I'm sure.
It's going to be costly enough as it is. Legitimacy is going to be expensive.
But look at the alternative.
The alternative is that I'd be dead.
That's what I mean.
You gave him everything he needs?
Yes. He's taking someone with him.
Who?
An editor he's worked for in the past. A former news videographer. I don't see the harm.
It might be good to have a record.
For what possible reason?
My motto is enough is never enough.
True. And me?
You're going to be doing a lot of traveling.
I'm prepared for that. And you?
Rome.
Rome.
I thought I might get an audience at the Vatican.
Since when are you Catholic?
As soon as the Holy See pronounces me a member of the club.
The rosary and everything? And the praying and the Hail Marys and the...
Whatever it takes. You know that.
I'll sit that one out, if you don't mind.
You'd burst into flame once you entered a chapel. No, you sit this one out.
How long in Rome do you think?
Not sure. Let's plan on at least 10 days to 2 weeks. I'm not 100% how it all works.
Don't ask me.
I'm hoping Spain won't take our boy long.
We gave him the easy one.
Cowards, every one of them.
Or smart.
Smart.
Lying low, hiding out.
Well, if you look at it that way, sure.
I'm not sure what to do with Davis' legs behind.
Use your initiative.
I'm not sure what to...
This is your line of work, Renner. You've got the best dental plan in all of Europe. Justify it.
I take your point.
No contact until you get to Rome.
Understood.
Charge my glass up, would you?
Certainly.
What's the hurry?
I found a guy who knows Alonzo.
What did you tell him?
Never mind. We need a transport. I think I spooked him pretty good.
That's not a guarantee he'll go straight to Alonzo.
You want to bet? What do we have in the way of a vehicle?
You're looking at her.
A scooter? We have an expense account that could choke a mule.
One of us needs to move quickly.
I can't drive this thing.
Great. Now you tell me. Get on and hang on. Who am I looking for?
Give me a minute. I got him. Up ahead on the left, he's walking on the sidewalk, wearing a pink long sleeve.
Oh, yep, got him. I've got a pocket camera. Here.
I press the red button?
You're completely useless, you know that.
Wait till you read my prose on this. I got the vibe that this Alonzo used to be into running guns.
Aren't all these revolutionaries at some time or other in their careers?
Well, you tell me.
They are.
Well, he's taking off. Down the street there.
Got him.
He's going into that warehouse.
I see him, Davis. Don't wet yourself back there. These are my best pair of khakis.
Well, park that thing. I want to get closer.
What now?
Give me a boost.
Oh, you're the worst.
Shut the door. There's too much noise for us to film.
It's a bit early, don't you think? You haven't even formulated a complete picture for Lexis and her past.
Just get the camera and start recording.
What? A vlog? Really?
This is the biggest thing I have ever been asked to do, Higgins.
Are we really believing she can't remember her past?
Oh, since... you saw the medical records Renner showed us?
I did, but...
Just start filming me.
What about your report to Lexis? Oh,
she'll get the link to this vlog once you've uploaded it.
Would you stop and think like a journalist? Get the facts and then file the story. You know the drill.
Consider this a serial. And this, chapter one.
This isn't smart.
You want to kill it?
I'm letting you make the call.
Are we rolling?
Sure.
Barcelona, Spain. A place of music, culture, food, and crime. On the run for over 5 years, Bartoli Alonso lurks in the shadows, hiding from his former days of nefarious activities of running illegal arms to the highest bidder. Today, he hopes to clear the slate, as he puts it, and return to some normalcy.
Once the king of the arsenal, he is now a father, husband, and silent partner in a clothing store here in Barcelona. From bandit to entrepreneur,
turn it off.
Alonso was easy to find.
You predicted that. He was always a talker.
I could have found him without you hiring Davis.
You're not a journalist. Your talents lie in other areas. Speaking of which...
Of course, I did it. Not too quietly, but it's done.
Good.
I didn't find any link to anyone else.
You wouldn't have. My hope is he spilled to Davis. We knew he wanted to wash his hands of Libya and the Gaza Strip.
What better way than appeal to the public? I wonder why he didn't do it before.
He didn't have someone like Davis prompting him. Remember why we hired Davis in the first place.
Right. His expose on the London gangs and drug running in Moscow.
He's good at his work.
You should have kept tabs on your former colleagues.
That's not a healthy practice in that line of work.
So where now?
Not sure. It depends on what he got from Alonso. Many of my former co-workers knew how to disappear and stay that way.
Changing the subject.
Not sure if the Holy See is willing to meet with me.
Even considering the donations.
That gets me an audience with an archbishop.
Not even a cardinal?
That's next on my list after I speak with the archbishop.
Are you sure you really want to do?
I do. This is just the first step.
I know. Davis may take a while.
I'm willing to wait. Now, help me choose a dress for my meeting with the archbishop. I'm thinking a very neutral gray.
Good call.
Be careful.
I'm not used to crawling around in sewers beneath Berlin.
Here, let me help you.
I got it. Thanks.
You'll need to disinfect from this sewer.
Alonso's hint of an underground group of drug traffickers, sure, that wasn't literal, was it?
I'm just following for kicks and giggles.
Oh, shut up and shine the light over here.
Have you heard from Renner?
Not nearly a week. Through here?
I don't know, give it a try.
When was the last time anyone was down here?
Your informant made it clear that if anyone understood the maze of sewers beneath the city, they could move anything in and out of Berlin without getting detected.
We'll still have to consider the implications in all of this.
What? Oh, you mean that Lexis was an international criminal before her bout of amnesia?
Yeah. That.
It depends on how cynical you want to be with all of it.
A lapse in memory is causing her difficulty in the present-day business. I know, it sounds thin.
Maybe it's completely plausible.
Is there another door down this tunnel?
I think so. Go ahead, I'm right behind you.
Well, you always are, sweetheart.
If she's about to make a big deal, which she claims, then she has to make sure that her past is clean, or relatively so.
Well, international business is suddenly holier than thou.
It depends on who's involved.
I thought I told you to turn that thing off.
I forgot, sorry. Hold on a sec.
What? Who is it? Renner?
No, I'm reading.
Well, and I'm standing in sewage. Not my best look either. What is it?
I put into my phone to ping me if there were any stories connected to what we're working on.
And?
Here.
What am I looking at?
You tell me. Our pal Alonso died in a small contained explosion. And I'm quoting, by the way, earlier this week.
Why is this story running days after his death?
Read on.
Possible government connections with some of his activities. Oh, I see now.
It goes on to say the explosion was caused by a natural gas leak. He was the only death, but a couple of bystanders were burnt from the flames.
Should we be wondering if...
Hold that thought.
I'm not sure I like that gun pointed at us.
Get to talking and make sure he doesn't shoot it at us.
Not great timing.
They ran the story.
I saw.
You were supposed to suppress it.
I did.
For 4 days.
Lexis, I'm a bit busy right now.
It's not done.
Not yet.
Davis actually found him.
Would you believe it? In the sewers.
As in the actual sewers?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
No wonder he couldn't be found.
Is he still running?
Mainly heroin ecstasy.
Celebrities.
Horse puts you in a higher tax bracket.
Horse? You're dating yourself.
And I'm still busy. Did you see the Cardinal?
I did. All is forgiven.
News about the deal?
Dimitri called.
I thought you didn't want his name mentioned on the phone.
He asked me to marry him.
We knew that was coming.
I'm a good Catholic girl with lots of capital credit to merge with.
Must dash. Talk soon.
Runner?
Dearest Davis, you are a wonder. Who would have thought? My scope is dirty. Oh my. It's been too long since I've used this thing. Now where is the wind coming from? The bird has been flushed from the nest. And one dead birdie.
There you are. You're late.
I just flew into town. I didn't remember where this place was.
I thought you were a world traveler.
And I just saw your face for the first time yesterday. Where's Davis?
Pouting in his hotel room.
Your text sounded urgent.
We've hit a brick wall.
Davis was hired for this. I offered to do this for Lexis, but she insisted on a journalist with Davis' qualifications.
The guy in Berlin.
Francis.
Yeah, him. He only gave a name and Athens.
The name?
Davis didn't want to share it just yet.
Holding up for more money?
No, he now believes this to be the biggest story of the year.
I see. Surely he exaggerates.
He does that, but not about stories.
The name.
I thought Athens might jog the memory.
Lexis doesn't know a thing. She told Davis a story. 15 years ago, she woke up in an alleyway outside of Paris. She had enough money to start her first tech business.
But why now?
Why now what? Oh, I tracked on her past, she said.
I know. This new business deal of hers.
She's downplaying its importance. It's more than just a business deal.
And you won't tell me?
Can't. The name.
Yelena.
Yelena. Are you sure?
Yes. Mean anything to you? I take it she's big. But into what?
I should go and leave you to get back at it.
Davis isn't getting anything on her. Are we in the right city?
If Francis wasn't trying to steer you.
Are we? Or not?
Honestly, I don't know. Lexis only knows so much, and I wasn't hired on until a few years ago.
The people we're talking to don't like to even have her name whispered. Why is that?
You're asking the wrong guy. Contact me if you find anything else out.
Renner, there isn't a lead.
Have you looked online?
What do you mean? Of course we have.
Try the darknet. I need to go.
Renner!
I can't believe you found her online?
The Darknet. Get it right.
You heard that term in a movie.
No, not at all.
Where?
Never mind. We need to be careful out here. We're miles outside of Athens.
We'll be careful.
What did you use for bait in your email to her?
Lexis herself.
Was that a good idea?
Well, it was the only thing I could come up with at the time, and it worked.
Unless we're walking into a trap.
Oh, we don't even ping on her radar, Higgins.
Then why is she meeting us?
You heard me say I mentioned Lexis.
And that brings an international criminal out of the woodwork?
Well, she's curious.
Not a good trait to have right now, it seems.
Oh, please, don't go soft on me now. This story's all that matters.
You're quoting me now.
I sure am.
Stop. I don't like my own quotes. I sound like a...
Ooh, wait. Was that movement up there in that tree?
You tell me, Eagle Eye.
Must just be my imagination. Let's...
Why don't we just stay right here? And if she wants to make contact, she will.
As soon as we get back to the hotel, I want to record my next vlog.
You're getting a bit anxious, don't you think?
Well, I'm doing what Lexus paid me. What now? What is with that helicopter?
And why is it flying so low? Do they...
What's so urgent on your phone?
I haven't...
Look! Up in those bushes. Is that...
Yelena?
No clue. We haven't even seen a picture of her.
Just so you know, I don't like the big gun she's carrying.
Now who is that jerk in this helicopter?
No idea, but he flew way too low to be...
Oh, she's putting something on that tree limb.
She's taking off, Davis.
Hey, wait a minute, hey!
Our friendly neighborhood helicopter is flying by for another visit.
I don't think I like this.
Neither do I.
Yelena!
She's long gone.
Come on, let's see what she left for us.
That's no sprayer.
You're right. What's going on?
What is it?
A bag.
A memory stick.
We need to get out of here before they do another flyby.
Good call. Now, what was the message?
Well?
I don't believe it.
What?
Our boy in Berlin was shot with a high-powered rifle. His body was found...
Let's get out of here. Right now.
Dimitri called.
Good news, I hope.
He approves of my sudden conversion. And the final items of the business merger are being finalized.
They released the news from Berlin.
I heard. Yelena?
Saw her from the air for just a brief moment.
How does she look?
Old.
Good. I was hoping the years hadn't been kind to her. So you being here means that
no.
She's... Really?
I think we have a complication.
Davis and Higgins?
I think they've discovered what you're up to.
Why, have they gone underground?
It would appear so. You haven't had contact...
No. I can tell by the look on your face
I think she left something for them.
What kind of something?
I don't know. I couldn't tell from the helicopter.
Davis is persuasive, and she's the big fish. You do understand that, Renner?
I do.
She was known as the library back in the day, as she could recall anything and everything about every job, every deal, and everyone involved.
I know that. She's also spent a lifetime hiding. She's an expert.
I'll grant you that. But why leave Athens and come back here to Rome?
She has to know why Davis came asking for information about you.
You think so?
I'm also assuming she's seen the news from Berlin and Barcelona.
And she thinks she's next, then?
I would assume so.
And?
Your interview last night announcing your engagement.
Ah.
I'm betting she's here.
I'm betting you're right. If she's decided to track me, she'll start the Zeitgeist. It's a cafe.
I know where it is.
She has to go, Renner.
Oh, I know. I know.
We shouldn't be here, Davis. We need to be talking to Interpol.
And tell them what? That we've been used as stalking horses?
It's pretty clear what she's been up to.
I know. I just said.
Rome is not where we should be right now.
We are not going to be used this way.
Too late. We've flushed out two of her old cronies.
Three! Yelena.
And there isn't a report that she's been killed?
Yet. Well, we need to find Lexus and...
And do what? She used the amnesia story and the money to entice you involved.
And it worked.
And I supported it. We just didn't know.
The medical reports?
It doesn't matter.
What about the information on the memory stick?
What about it? A list of names, places, and illegal deals?
We publish it.
Oh, come on. It's beyond that now.
How? Get your camera running, and let's get going.
Have you ever stopped and considered that it might be our only leverage?
Leverage for what?
For saving our lives.
Why would she be so bold as to come to Rome? Revenge? After all this time?
Got her?
Not yet. I sent a fake emergency call to see if she'll flush out of the cafe.
Dimitri's on his way. We're going to be married. Here.
And your Russian oligarch is fine with that? I mean, after all, it is Rome.
What does it matter?
He's fourth in line in Russia. I need Yelena
out. Hold that thought. Got her.
I heard. Good work. One more job.
Did you find our boys?
I did. They're here in Rome.
Look.
I can't make out who...
I think that's the same woman we saw in the woods outside of Athens.
Then, jeez.
Hello, gentlemen. No moving anywhere, please.
How did you...
Renner, what do you think...
Whatever Yelena gave you. Hand it over.
Renner.
Now.
I won't be anybody's stalking horse.
Too late. What did she give you?
Well, we already published it online.
You're too late.
We'll see. What is it? A disc? A memory stick? Give it to me right now.
Renner, don't move.
Lexis, what is going...
I tried to stop him. You have to believe me.
I don't.
Not on your life.
He thought I wanted everyone from my past.
Lexis, why are you doing this?
I told you not to move.
Lexis!
No, Renner!
Was it a memory stick? I see that it was. Thank you.
We sent the information out.
From Yelena. Good for you. She's an international criminal that I helped you track down.
What are you even talking about?
I know how to fish, gentlemen. I thought I made that abundantly clear to you, Davis. On our first meeting?
Meaning?
It doesn't matter what we've posted.
Not one bit. But thank you for your help. You're both about to be international heroes. With Renner as the villain.
International.
I don't understand.
I'm rewriting the narrative, fellas. I planned this a long time ago, just so you know. And I called in some of your colleagues. Come on in, boys. Put on your best grin. You just helped a girl erase her past and start a new future.
You've been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Artifice. As Lexis, Renee Richmond. As Davis, Drew Thomas. As Higgins, Carson Ediger. As Renner, Stephen Citrati. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.